This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to the Professional Insight Podcast, Season 6. My name is Brandon Curry.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
This is going to be one of our shortest episodes probably in several years. One of the hardest, actually.
Definitely.
Anyone that's watching it... notices, you know, our fourth amigo is not here. No, it's not his birthday. No, he's...
That only comes in July.
No, it's not he's away. So I'm going to do this the best I can. We're all going to do this the best that we can. So... we recorded or went live on November 17th. We did that for a couple of reasons, for other schedules. And then on top of that, Jeff and the family were going to go, I had plans to go down to Philadelphia for American Thanksgiving. This is an annual thing that he does. It's either back and forth. So this is a standard thing.
Yeah.
And he was going to leave the following Friday, which I believe was the 24th. He did go to Philadelphia to see his friends and, did some shopping. And on the Monday, so what we would, you know, would be Cyber Monday, on the way back in New York State, there was a freak snowstorm and, there was a car stalled in the middle of the road, and Jeff slammed on the brakes, a good solid 30 feet away, and slammed into the back, which subsequently caused a 10-car pileup. After checking to make sure that everyone was okay, and they were, they got out of the car. And they went to the side of the road, and they were at the barrier that's on the side, but on the road side of the barrier. And a car trying to avoid the 10-car pileup swerved and hit his 11-year-old son, Colby. All efforts were made to try to save Colby. Buffalo Sick Kids
did there for almost all that they could.
They were there for 6 days.
Yeah, before coming to Canada.
He then wanted a second opinion, and a great paramedic team in New York State rushed him to McMaster Sick Kids, where there was a bed waiting. Props to Mario Denovitis, the executive director of Ronald McDonald House, who did us a solid. Got him a place. And then all the other people who pulled in to get Colby a bed at McMaster, and all the wonderful nurses and doctors. They tried to save him, and they couldn't. We are recording this just to be transparent, just in case, as you can probably understand, we're all hurting. It's December 22nd. Last night was the visitation. All three of us were there, like 60 of his closest friends. The silver lining is Jeff and his wife Jill did the courageous and amazing thing and made Colby an organ donor. From what we know, 13-year-old boy in Edmonton was saved by Colby's heart. Two kids were taken off of kidney dialysis, and their lives were saved by Colby. And a kid was saved by Colby's liver. That's what we know so far. So four lives were saved by the very selfless act of and hard act of Jeff and Jill. I guess, you know, I see this quite often in my practice. Unfortunately, it's the nature of my job. But man, when it's a child and when it's your friend's child, we will be taking a little bit of a break. We will be back in January at some point. I don't know. We just kind of need to regroup. I don't know. We don't know when or if Jeff will pop back on, which is totally understandable. We do have some good guests. Thank you to all the guests that were scheduled for December. Sarah Ives was supposed to come on. Brock Dickinson was supposed to all come on. The Pronger brothers were supposed to come on. I think we even had Dr. J scheduled. They were so understanding and just, you know, rescheduled and made it work. You know, you have these tough conversations with your, you know, significant other and your family after something like this. If you haven't already, I have already, you know, and if you can, be an organ donor, because we lost one child, but the world has gained four more. And I don't know. The three of us have talked about it, and we don't know what we would have done in that situation. But that is a selfless, selfless act. Hug your kids tight.
Yep. Mine are to the point they don't even want me to hug them anymore.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let me go, Dad.
It's just, God, it fucking sucks.
Yep.
As you know, Jeff said to me, like we're all successful, you know, but the one thing Mother Nature likes to equalize is is just life in general. And he said to me yesterday, he said it to all of us over the course of several weeks that we've been in been at the hospital and gone up to see him. And he's a broken, broken man. And Jill is the same.
Shout out to Bach Biesma. Huh? I said I want to give a shout out to Bach Biesma, Chad.
Oh,
Reggie,
yeah.
Jamie,
who didn't
the Johnstone family
didn't leave their side.
Yeah,
for the 3 weeks. I'm trying to find words right now, and it's just, I really don't have many. So, if you're wondering why we haven't done anything, this is why. If you're religious, send your thoughts and prayers and love and stuff to the Collins family. Life's too short, everybody. Hug those kids. Hug your spouses. And don't take it for granted. Jeff said he'd give all the money in the world back. And he goes, Curry, it's last night. Don't go for the money. Don't bother. Don't make that your priority, is what he was trying to say. And he's 100% right. Ondo, you got anything else?
Jeff, Jill, Ryder, Colby, we love you. Out.
Bye.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Produced by Crier Media and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.